Tonight we will continue our study on the perfect will of God.
今晚我们继续查考神完美的旨意。
What we have been studying is the perfections of God.
我们一直都在查考的主题是神的完美。
That God is perfect in His nature.
神的本性是十全十美的。
God is perfect in all His works.
神的作为也是完美的。
And God is perfect in His will.
神的旨意也是完美的。
And because of that, you and I should strive to know His will.
因此，你我应该竭力地来明白他的旨意。
And to obey His will.
也要顺服他的旨意。
But this is an impossibility.
但是这是不可能的。
Unless we dedicate ourselves to the study of God's word.
除非我们尽心的、竭力的明白他的话语。
One of the greatest weaknesses, one of the greatest reasons for spiritual weakness among God's people.
神的百姓的弱点的其中一个一大原因是
is the neglect of the study of the Word of God.
是因为我们忽略了考察神的话语。
That's just all there is to it.
就那么简单。
It is true.
是，真是如此。
Even those who attend church regularly,
甚至那些常常参加教会的人,
even those who would pretend to be very spiritual,
甚至那些假装非常属灵的人,
and involved in many Christian things,
而且参与了很多宗教活动的人,
they do not know what God's word has said.
他们也不明白神的话语到底在教导什么。
They may give themselves to all sorts of so-called spiritual duties.
他们可能参与很多的所谓的属灵的职责。
They may put great emphasis on worship.
他们可能很注重所谓敬拜。
And spiritual gifts.
还有属灵的恩赐。
And the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵的能力等等。
And yet,
但是,
they really do not know what the Word of God teaches.
他们其实却真的不明白到底神的话语教导些什么。
Some of this can also be said about those who preach the word of God.
有时候这些话对那些教训神的话语的人也是如此。
That ministers have become so busy.
这传道人忙到一个地步。
So full of programs and committees and meetings.
成天这个聚会，那个会议，那个节目，哇，忙到一个地步。
So busy planning activities.
成天忙着计划这个，计划那个活动。
That they look more like businessmen than men of God.
到一个地步，他们更像一个商业人，更像一个搞事业的人，而不像一个属神的人。
Survey after survey tells us that many pastors spend less than a few minutes a day in the Bible.
很多的统计数字告诉我们，很多传道人花更多时间做别的事儿，而不花时间读经祷告。
And oftentimes the sermons are not based upon a true exposition of Scripture.
往往他们所传讲的信息不是建立在按着正义分解真理道的基础上。
But the preachers of old were very different from this.
但是古代的传道人却很不一样。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你一些例子。
Alexander McLaren.
亚历山大这个人啊。
He was considered to be one of the great preachers of England.
他是英国历史上一个最伟大的传道人之一。
He was known to spend 60 hours preparing one sermon.
他讲一篇道啊，要花差不多60个钟头。
60 hours of study and prayer.
60个钟头好好读经、祷告、准备。
It's quite common for men to spend 20 or 30 hours on a sermon.
一个传道人花20-30个小时准备一篇道是很普遍的现象。
Seeking to understand the scriptures.
要花时间要明白圣经。
And seeking the word, seeking the power of God in prayer.
在祷告中寻求神的能力。
But look at us today.
但看看我们今天呢。
It's all about noise.
都是噪音啊。
It's all about activity.
都是活动活动活动。
It's all about special meetings.
都是什么特会，这个特会，那个特会。
But how many people are devoted to the study of God's word?
但是多少人全力以赴来查考神的话语呢？
What we are going to look at this hour is our need to respond correctly to God's will.
这个钟头我们要看的主题是我们要 正确回应神的旨意的需要。
Our need to know God's will through the study of the Word of God.
我们借着查考神的话语来明白神的旨意。
Now look at Psalms chapter 1.
看看诗篇第一篇。
Psalms chapter 1, verses 1 through 3.
一到三节。
How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers.
不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人道路，不做亵慢人座位，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福。他像一棵树，栽在溪水旁，按时候结果子，叶子不干，凡他所做的尽都顺利。
Let's begin in verse 1.
好，我们第一从第一节开始。
How blessed is the man?
这样的人有福了。
Who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, number 1.
第一呢，他不从恶人的计谋。
He does not stand in the path of sinners, number 2.
第二呢，不占罪人的道路。
And he does not sit in the seat of scoffers.
第三呢，他也不坐在亵慢人的座位上。
Now, when we study the Old Testament,
当我们查考旧约圣经,
we must understand the way that Hebrew language works.
我们必须要明白旧约的希伯来的语言是怎么运作的啊。
There is something called a Hebrew parallelism.
有一件事叫做希伯来的平行的句子。
We see it throughout the book of Psalms and the book of Proverbs.
我们在诗篇还有在箴言里头看到很多这样的例子。
A statement is made,
好，讲了一句话,
and then it's made again.
然后再次重复它。
The second statement may be a little bit different than the first.
这第二个句子呢，跟第一句呢有一些相似，有一些不同的地方。
But it's saying the same thing.
但是基本上是讲同一个意思。
But with greater emphasis.
但是就加重语气重复它。
Here we see not one repetition, but two repetitions.
这里我们看到不是一次重复，乃是两次重复。
For a man to be blessed,
一个人要蒙福的话。
And what does it mean to be blessed?
好，有福是什么意思呢？
Does it mean material prosperity?
是不是物质的丰富啊？
Does it mean nice cars and big houses?
是不是有大房子啊，好车子啊？
Does it mean a perfectly healthy body?
是不是一个完全健康的身体呢？
No.
不。
When the Bible talks about a man being blessed,
当圣经讲到一个人有福的时候,
it talks about him being in God's favor.
乃是谈论到他在神的恩典恩惠之中。
He is reconciled to God.
他跟神和好了。
And he enjoys God's presence.
而且他享受神的同在。
I think a lot of people today who claim to be Christians,
我想今天很多自称为基督徒的人,
would rather have material prosperity than God.
宁可有物质的丰富也不要上帝。
And I think a lot of preachers are the same way.
我想很多传道人都这样。
What should we care about these little things?
我们对这些事情关心才不在乎呢。
The great thing is God's favor.
最重要的是神的同在，神的恩惠。
God's presence.
神的同在。
God's life flowing through us.
神的生命从我们生命中流露出来。
Now to be a blessed man.
要成为一个蒙福的人。
What must be done?
必须做什么呢？
Well, first of all, one must be reconciled to God.
首先他必须与神和好。
And how does that happen?
这怎么发生呢？
Through our works.
借着我们的好行为吗？
Through our church.
借着我们上教会吗？
Through our activity.
借着我们的宗教活动吗？
Absolutely not.
绝对不是的。
It happens only one way.
只有一个途径。
Not through a work that we have done, but through a work that God has done.
不是借着我们所做的任何事，乃是借着基督所成就的。
Through his son, Jesus Christ.
神借着他的儿子耶稣基督。
We are reconciled to God only through His death on Calvary.
我唯有借着基督十字架在加略山的死，才能与父神和好。
Jesus Christ lived the perfect life we could not live.
耶稣活在世上，过了一个完美的我们达不到的生活。
He went to the cross.
他上了十字架。
On that cross, our sins were imputed to him.
在那十字架上，我们的罪恶就归算到他的身上。
He bore our guilt.
他担当了我们的罪疚。
And all the judgment of God that should fall upon us.
那一切应该落在我们身上的神的审判落在他的身上。
It fell upon him.
落在他身上。
He was punished in our place for our sin.
他为了我们的罪受了我们当受的刑罚。
And with his death, he paid the price.
借着他的死，他还清了我们的罪债。
On the third day, he rose again from the dead.
第三天，他又从死里复活了。
40 days later, he ascended into heaven.
四十天之后，他又升到天上。
Where he sat down at the right hand of God.
他坐在父神的右边。
How might we be reconciled?
我们怎么才能够与父神相合呢？
By trusting in him.
借着信靠他
by relying upon him
借着依靠他
by faith in his person and works on our behalf
借着他的位格借着他为我们所成就的工作
if I died right now
如果我现在死掉
I would go to heaven
我会进天国
for one reason
只有一个原因
2,000 years ago Jesus Christ died for this sinner
因为2000年前耶稣为这个罪人死了
I hope in nothing else.
除他以外，我别无指望。
Nothing else.
除他以外，没有指望。
If you trust in Jesus plus something else to get you to heaven,
如果你信靠基督，再加上别的东西想要得救的话，
you are not trusting in Christ.
你不是在信靠基督。
There is nothing you can do to make his work better.
你不能够再做任何事情使他所成就的工作 再更好一点。
There is nothing you can do to add to his work.
你不能够再做什么加上什么。
Everything that we would add would only pervert his work.
我们所加上的任何东西只能够玷污他所成就的完美的工作。
There was this farmer.
有一个农夫。
And he kept trying to witness to this carpenter.
他想尽办法要传福音给一个木匠。
He was a master carpenter.
这个木匠是一个非常好的木匠。
The carpenter found it hard to believe that salvation was through Christ alone.
但是这个木匠呢，难以置信得救恩是单单靠基督而已。
And he thought he had to do something to add to Christ's work in order to be saved.
他认为他要信靠基督，还再加上他自己的好行为才能得救。
And so the farmer was thinking, how can I show him?
所以这个农夫就在想，我怎么样才能够把这个说明呢？
And so the farmer called the carpenter one day.
是有一天，这农夫打电话给木匠。
And he said, I want you to build me a beautiful door.
我想请你替我造一个美好的一个门。
Your best wood.
你的最好的木头。
Your best design.
最好的设计。
I want it to be beautiful.
我要这个门很漂亮。
So the carpenter goes away.
所以这木匠就去了。
He spends weeks on the door.
他花了好几个礼拜的时间造这个门。
Weeks.
好几个礼拜
He makes his best door
他造了一个美好的最好的门
With his best material
用最好的材料
With the most beautiful design
用最美好的设计
And he brings it to the farmer
然后就拿给农夫看了
And he hangs it up on the door
他把它挂在门框上
And there it was
哎，门就在那儿
Absolutely beautiful
哇，绝对美丽漂亮
And so the farmer when he looks at the door
但是当这农夫看着这个门
He doesn't say anything
他什么话都不说
But he just walks away
他就走掉了
And he goes to his tool shed where he had all his tools
他就到他的工具房里头很多的工具、啊、
And he comes back with a big axe
他来了之后拿了一把大那个叫什么
And the carpenter says What are you doing?
然后那木匠说你干啥你啊
He says, well, there's a few things I want to add to the door that you made.
我想在你的门上再加一点工。
And so he starts cutting it.
他就开始。
With this big, rough axe.
拿这个大斧头开始砍。
And it's utterly destroyed.
就把它完全毁掉。
And the carpenter says, you took my beautiful work and you destroyed it.
木匠说，你把我这美好的杰作给毁了。
And the farmer says, that's exactly what you're doing to Christ.
农夫说，这也是你对耶稣所做的事。
Christ's work on Calvary is perfect.
基督在十字架所做的工作是完美的。
You think that you need Christ plus your good works.
但你以为你需要基督再加上你的好行为。
Your good works do not add to what Christ has done. They pervert it and deform it.
你的好行为不能够加在基督的成全的之功上，但其实你把它败坏了。
We're saved by Christ alone.
我们得救是完全靠基督。
And therefore there is no boasting.
唯独基督，所以没有任何夸口的余地。
And yet,
但是
those who have been saved,
那些得救的人，
those who have been regenerated by the Holy Spirit,
那些借着圣灵重生的人，
they will be transformed by the saving power of Christ.
他们会因着基督的得救的能力，生命改变。
And they will begin to walk in a newness of life.
他们就会开始行事为人，就会 有新的样式。
Works do not result in our salvation.
好行为不是我们的救恩的
Works do not lead to our salvation.
Okay. 好行为不能够导致我们的救恩，不能使我们得救。
Works flow out of the salvation that Christ has worked in our life.
但是我们一旦基督在我们身拯救了我们，我们就会有好行为自然的流露出来。
And when a person becomes a child of God,
当一个人成为神的儿女，
he will want to do the will of God.
他就会想要去做神的旨意。
He will want to walk in the blessing of God.
他就想要行在神的祝福中。
Which again is not referring to some material prosperity.
这个祝福不是物质的丰富啊。
But the walking in God's favor.
乃是行在神的恩典中，神的祝福。
The experience of God's presence and power.
经历到神的同在和能力。
Now how as believers can we walk that way?
我们身为信徒怎么能够这样蒙福呢？
Let's go back to our verse.
我们回到今天经文。
How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers.
好，这个人有福了，如果他不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人道路，不坐邪门人座位。
In order to walk in God's favor,
要行在神的祝福中，
we must walk with God.
我们必须与神同行。
But there's also the idea of separation.
但是还有一个要分别为圣的概念。
We must not walk in the counsel of the wicked.
我们不能够行在恶人的计谋中。
We must not walk according to their opinion.
我们不可能照着他们的意思同流合污。
But how can we know that their counsel is wicked?
但我们怎么知道他们的计谋是恶的呢？
Only if we've renewed our mind in the Word of God.
唯有借着神的话语，心意更新而变化，我们才能明白。
As a baby, you were not born with discernment.
你刚刚出生的时候，你没有分辨能力，因为你是婴儿。
As a newborn infant in Christ, you were not born with discernment.
你身为基督里的婴孩，你也没有分辨的能力。
You must grow in discernment by training your mind.
你必须不断的训练，心意更新而变化，而这样子你的分辨力才能够加增。
We must not walk in the counsel of the wicked.
我们必须不要行在恶人的计谋中。
We must not stand in the path of sinners.
我们必须不要站在罪人的道路中。
How can we know how to walk?
我们怎么能够知道如何行呢？
How can we know which path to choose?
我们知道怎么知道哪一条路选择呢？
Today, Christians are hurting themselves.
今天很多基督徒在伤害自己。
And they are hurting the testimony of the church.
他们也在伤害教会的见证。
Because like in the book of Judges, they are doing what is right in their own eyes.
因为就像士师记所说的，个人任意而行啊。
And they cannot choose the path.
他们不知道怎么选择正确的道路。
Yet what did David say?
那大卫怎么说呢？
His word,
他的
God's word,
神的话
was like a lamp to his feet,
是他脚前的灯
and a light to his path,
是他路上的光。
Imagine that you were at the back of a room,
想象啊，你在一个房间的一个角落
and on the other side of the room was a door,
在另外一个那边呢是一个门。
And you needed to leave that room because it was on fire.
你需要离开那个房间，因为着火了。
It's easy.
很容易啊。
You just run through the door.
你就从那个门出去就行了，对不对？
But what if someone planted a minefield in that room?
但如果有人在那个房间里头放了很多的地雷。
So that if you stepped in the wrong place,
所以如果你站错地方的话,
you would be blown to pieces.
你就会被炸成粉碎。
Now what do you do?
你该怎么办呢?
If you don't leave, you're going to burn up.
如果你不离开,你就要烧死。
But if you try to leave,
但如果你想要设法离开的
话, more than likely, you're going to step on a bomb and blow up.
很可能你会踩到地雷,然后被炸死。
There is no way out.
所以没有出路了。
Unless,
除非,
someone gives you a map.
有人给你一张地图
that shows you where to walk,
告诉你到哪儿走
and where not to walk,
哪里不走哪里走
and that is a helpful illustration with regard to the Christian life.
这是一个就像基督徒生活的一个很好的说明
the
一个例证
the world is filled with dangers.
是世界充满了危险的地雷啊
but we can't remain paralyzed with fear.
但是我们不能够因着害怕就
We must live in this world.
我们必须活在世上
But we must learn to walk.
但我们必须学习怎么行走
How?
怎么行啊
God's word.
神的话语
is a lamp to our feet.
是我们脚前的灯
and a light to our path.
路上的光
David said in Psalms 119, it made him wiser than his own teachers.
在诗篇119篇，大卫说，神的话语使他比他的师父更有智慧。
We do not stand in the path of sinners.
我们不站在罪人的道路上。
Nor sit in the seat of scoffers.
也不坐在亵慢人的座位上。
People who are always scoffing.
人呐，总是在亵渎、亵慢、嘲笑。
Always mocking.
总是讥诮。
Always doubting.
总是怀疑。
Always criticizing.
总是批评论断。
Always against the will of God.
总是在反对神的旨意。
How can we avoid this?
我们怎么能够避免这一切呢?
How can we be filled with faith?
我们怎么能够充满信心?
How can we have great hope?
我们怎么能够充满盼望?
How can we walk in simplicity?
我们怎么能够单单纯纯与他同行呢?
Believing God without grumbling.
我们要好，没有任何埋怨的信靠他。
Again, there's only one way.
我再说一次，只有一条路，一个途径，就是神的道。
The word of God.
神的话语。
Isn't it amazing that we will acknowledge that the Bible is the word of God?
这岂不叫人惊讶吗？一方面我们承认圣经是神的话。
And yet leave it there on the shelf to gather dust.
另一方面把它放在书架上让它积灰。
When I would read old preachers,
当我读那些从前的老传道人的书，
they would talk about people who would rather read novels than read the word of God.
讲到那些人宁可读一些小说也不读圣经。
But then that changed.
现在改变了。
People who would rather watch television than read the word of God.
人们宁可看电视也不读圣经。
Then that changed.
现在又改变了。
People who would rather surf the internet than read the word of God.
这人宁可游览网络也不读圣经。
And play unrealistic video games rather than the word of God.
玩那些游戏，电子游戏也不读圣经。
Not that some of those things are bad in themselves.
不是说这些事本身不好啊。
But if you do that,
但是有你这样做的话
more than you study God's word,
超越你读圣经
what are you saying?
你在说什么
It's horrible.
太可怕
And you will be called on the day of judgment to give an answer for that.
那一天你要站在审判的日子，你站在主前你要交账的。
Constantly connected to the internet.
你总是不断的上网，上网，上网。
There's hardly anybody connected to God.
但是没有人跟神接连。
You want news of what everybody's doing.
你想要知道每个人所做的消息，小道消息都想知道。
So that now you can't even discern what God's doing.
所以现在你不能够分辨神在做什么了。
And you should repent.
你要悔改。
You should turn from it.
你要从这些事中斩断。
It's wrong.
这是错的。
You say, "Oh, you believe the internet's bad?"
你说这个上网是不好吗
？Not any more than I believe food is bad.
我也不相信食物是不好的。
Food is not a sin.
吃饭食物不是犯罪。
But gluttony is.
但是吃多了就是犯罪。
The internet is neutral.
这网络本身是中性的。
I challenge you.
我向你挑战。
Take the last week and write out how much you've been on the internet. How many hours have you been on the internet?
上个礼拜你自己调查一下，你花多少时间上网？
How many hours you've been TV?
你多少时间看电视？
How many hours games?
多少时间玩游戏？
How many hours tweeting friends?
你花多少时间那个推来推去的？
And texting.
然后发信息。
And how many hours in the Word of God? You shouldn't be laughing. You should be crying right now.
你不应该笑，你应该要哭啊！现在。
You should be weeping.
你应该哭啊。
Do you love a little phone more than you do Jesus Christ?
你喜欢你的手机超过耶稣基督。
Really?
真的。
I don't want to hurt you.
我不愿意伤害你。
This is a word we need to hear.
但是这是我们需要听的话。
We can't even disconnect anymore.
我们现在都不能够下网了，上了网下不去了。
It's almost like all the Christians are obeying John 15.
几乎所有的基督徒都在顺服约翰福音十五章。
Where Jesus says, "I am the vine, and you are the branches."
耶稣说，我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。
But we've gotten confused.
现在我们搞混了。
It should now be written, the internet is the vine and we are the branches.
现在是这网络是葡萄树，我们是枝子。
Brothers, this is wrong.
弟兄姊妹，这是大错特错。
What will be the next thing to come down the line?
下一个是什么？下一个。
To take us even further away from God.
会使我们更加远离神了。网络之后是什么？
Now in verse 2.
好，第二节。
But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night.
为喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人便为有福了。
Now look at this.
你看看啊，看看这个。
And I think I can keep using the internet and all this as an example.
我可以继续用这个网络做例子。
I see people literally, they shake until they can get to their phone.
我看到有些人啊，这真是在那发抖，这真正的发抖。
Got to find out what's going on.
直到他找到手机，发现要找的东西，要不然他会抖。
It's the last thing they do when they go to bed.
上床之前最后一件事就是。
It's the first thing they do when they get up.
一大早起来第一件事也是。
If only this was the word of God.
如果是神的话就好了。
How strong we would be.
我们会成为何等的强壮。
How pitiful we have become.
如今我们成何等可怜的人。
Like addicts.
就像那上瘾的人。
But he says that the godly man delights in the law of the Lord.
他说这敬虔的人他喜爱耶和华的律法。
He wants to know what has God said.
他想要知道想要明白神的话是什么意思。
And he delights to hear it.
他喜欢听神的话。
He even delights in it when it rebukes him.
甚至神的话语责备他，他也喜悦。
Because he knows God is speaking to him.
因为他知道神在向他说话。
Which means God has not given up on him.
意思说神没有放弃他。
We delight in it.
他喜爱耶和华的律法。
Delight in the law of the Lord.
他喜爱耶和华的律法。
Do you?
你喜爱吗？
Do you?
你喜爱他的律法吗？
Now don't.You can play with me all day long.
你知道，你可以从早到晚跟我玩游戏。
But don't do that with God.
但是你千万不要跟神玩游戏。
Does your life demonstrate that you delight in the law of the Lord?
你的生命生活是否表现出你喜爱耶和华的律法呢？
What scripture are you meditating upon?
你现在正在思想神的话语哪一段经文？
What are you trying to Understand.
你想要明白哪一段经文呢？
What verse are you trying to incorporate into your life?
哪一段经文你正想实行出来在你的生命中呢？
When was the last time you mourned because God struck your heart through some text of scripture?
最后一次神借他的话语向你说话，他扎你的心是什么时候呢？
The godly man, the godly woman delights in the law of the Lord.
那敬虔的弟兄或是姊妹，他喜爱耶和华的律法。
How do we know he delights in it?
我们怎么知道他喜爱神的律法呢？
Is it because he tells us?
是因为他这么说就是了。
I mean, how can we know that he's really delighting in the law of God?
我们怎么知道这个人真是喜爱耶和华的律法呢？
It says,
这里说了，
In his law he meditates day and night.
这里说他昼夜思想神的话语。
Remember what we learned from Romans 12.
记得我们从罗马书十二章学到什么吗？
Renewing our mind in the Word of God.
我们借着神的话语，心意更新而变化。
So that we begin to think like Christ.
好像我们所想的跟基督一样一致。
Instead of think like the world.
而不是照着世界的想法，不效法的世界。
Do you do this?
你是否这样做呢？
Answer.
请回答。
Yes or no?
是还是不是？
Do you do this?
你是不是这么做呢？心意更新而变化。昼夜思想。
Meditate in the law of God day and night.
昼夜思想耶和华的律法。
And please don't think that this is something just super spiritual that has no application.
请你不要以为这是超级属灵，跟我们生活没有实际关系的。不。
It's what everyone is supposed to do.
这是我们每个基督徒都当做的。
And it's how success comes to men doing the will of God.
这就是那些遵行神旨意的人所得到的顺利。
Look at Joshua.
看看约书亚。
Chapter 1. Hold your place in Psalms and look at Joshua chapter 1.
好，再看看约书亚记第一章。
Moses has died.
摩西已经死了。
The great leader of Israel has died.
以色列伟大的领袖过世了。
And Joshua has taken his place.
约书亚替代他，继承了他。
He's to do with Israel what did not happen with Moses.
他要带领以色列人做那摩西还没有做完的事。
He's to take them into the promised land.
他要把以色列人带进应许之地。
Now Israel was a large nation.
以色列是一个很大的国度。
But it was nothing compared to the nations that were there in the promised land.
但是比起在应许之地的这些列邦列国，是个小国家，那些人是大巨人。
They had fortresses.
他们有很多的铜墙铁壁。
And Joshua is to take a group of people into that.
约书亚要带领一群人去打下这铜墙铁壁。
And to fight against all these enemies.
去与这些仇敌征战。
We're not talking about just some little preacher.
我们讲的不是那小传道人啊。
We're talking about a warrior.
我们讲到的是一个勇士。
Who has to go in and fight.
战士要进去征战。
In some of the most bloody battles ever recorded.
这是人类历史上最血腥的征战之一。
Look at verse 3 of chapter 1.
再看看第一章的。
Or look at verse 2.
第二节啊。
Moses, this is God speaking.
神说，摩西。
Moses, my servant is dead.
我的仆人摩西死了。
Joshua, you no longer have your spiritual father.
约书亚，你现在属灵的父亲已经过去了。
You're alone.
你现在单独站立了。
Now,
好，现在。
Arise.
你要起来。
Stand up.
站起来。
And go cross the Jordan.
和众百姓过这约旦河。
You have any idea what that was like?
你知道这是什么意思吗？
You're alone.
你现在单独了。
Now get up.
起来。
And cross the river.
然后过约旦河。
And go fight all those people.
进去跟这些人征战。
Then he gives him a promise in verse 3.
然后第三节，他又给他一个应许。
Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you just as I spoke to Moses.
凡你脚掌所踏之地，我都要照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。
Look at verse 5.
再看第五节。
No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life.
你生平的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
He's given him great promises.
神在赐给约书亚伟大的应许。
He gave him an impossible command to fulfill.
他首先给他一个不可能成全的命令。
Cross the river and fight those people.
过约旦河，跟这些人征战。
But then he gave him a great promise.
之后又给他一个美好的应许。
I will give you the land.
我会把这块地赐给你们。
And then another great promise.
还有一个美好的应许。
No one will be able to stand against you.
必无一人能在你面前站立得住。
Now when Joshua looked at his army.
当约书亚看到他的仇敌。
And he looked at that army.
他又看看自己的百姓，又看看那个仇敌的军队。
He had two choices.
他有两个选择余地。
Believe what his eyes could see.
要不就相信他肉眼所看见的。
Or believe what God had promised.
或是相信神所应许的。
God had promised him.
神已经应许他了。
But then, Joshua not only has to believe,
约书亚不仅要相信而已。
He has to act.
他还要行动。
Look what God commands him.
看神怎么吩咐他。
Verse strong, verse 6.
第六节。
Be strong and courageous.
你当刚强壮大。
Then look at verse 7.
再看第七节。
Only be strong and very courageous.
只要刚强大大壮大。
Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded you.
谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法。
Do not turn from it.
不可偏离左右。
Not to the right or the left.
不可偏左也不可偏右。
So that you may have success wherever you go.
使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。
He was going to fight a real military battle.
他要去打一场血肉的征战，真正的征战。
But upon what did his success depend?
但是他的成功得胜在乎什么呢？
Doing everything God said in his law.
要遵行神所吩咐的一切律法上的话。
It didn't depend on how many soldiers Joshua had.
不在乎他有多少的多少的军队。
It didn't depend on how big the army was.
也不在乎他的军队有多么的强盛。
Or how big the enemy was.
也不在乎敌人有多少。
It depended upon knowing the will of God and obeying it.
乃在乎明白神的旨意，而且谨守遵行神的话语。
And then look what he says in verse 8.
再看第八节，他说什么？
This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth.
这律法书不可离开你的口。
But you shall meditate on it day and night.
总要昼夜思想。
Now, why should he meditate day and night?
为什么他要昼夜思想呢？
So that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it.
好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话。
For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success.
如此，你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。
Why did he meditate upon it?
为什么他要昼夜思想神的话语呢？
It's the only way to obey it.
因为这样子你才可以顺服。
James warns us.
雅各警告我们。
Don't you look at the law of God.
你不要看神的话语哦。
And then turn away and forget what you've heard.
然后读了以后就忘了你所听见的。
Because it's not those who simply know or read or study the word of God. It's those who do it.
不是那些仅仅读啊、研究啊、看神的话语蒙福，而是那些行神的话语才蒙福。
So he says in back to Psalms, he says his delight is in the law of the Lord.
再回到诗篇第一篇，他喜爱耶和华的律法，第二节。
He meditates on it day and night.
他昼夜思想耶和华的律法。
You know, there's a good illustration about this that comes from the farm.
你知道有一个农场的一个好例子啊。
I don't know if you know this, but cows have four stomachs.
我不知道你知不知道，但是牛有四个胃。
They do.
真的有四个胃。
They bite a piece of grass.
他们咬一口草。
They chew it.
然后就咬。
And they swallow it.
然后就吞下去。
And then you know what else happens.
你知道发生什么事吗？
They regurgitate it again.
他们就吐出来。
And they chew it.
再咬咬。
And they swallow it.
再吞下去。
And they do it again.
然后再吐出来。
They're getting every bit of vitamins and nutrients out of that grass.
他们从那个草里头吸取、榨取每一点的维他命啊、维生素啊，什么都吸取了。
It's the same way with the word of God.
神的话语也要如此啊。
We feed upon it.
我们要喂。要消化，要咀嚼。
We go over it and over it and over it.
反刍。
Until it starts truly speaking to us.
直到神的话语向我们的心灵说话为止。
God honors those who meditate upon His law.
神尊重那些昼夜思想他话语。
And will stay there day and night until they hear from God.
他会整天的思考神的话语，直到他们听见神的话，听明白。
Oh, dear brothers and sisters in Christ, we should be this way.
亲爱的主里弟兄姊妹，我们应该如此啊。
We must be this way.
我们必须如此。
Now, what will this man be like?
好，这个人会像什么呢？
He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water.
第三节，他像一棵树栽在溪水旁。
Now, first of all, he'll be like a tree.
首先，他像棵树。
There is something. There is When God wants to talk about something that is not lasting,
当神要讲一件事情，这个不能够恒长持久的事的时候，
He will talk about grass,
他就会讲像草一样，花草一样，
and dew,
就像露一样，早晨的露，
and clouds,
就像云彩一样，
and vapor,
就像这个云雾一样，
and smoke,
就像烟雾。
When God wants to talk about something permanent,
但是当神要讲论一些持久的事情的时候，
He talks about mountains,
他就讲像山一样，
and rocks,
像石头磐石一样，
and trees,
就像树一样。
When he wants to talk about something strong, he talks about a tree,
当他要讲一个强壮的东西的时候，他就讲像一个树。
And we have this idea of a believer,
这里我们看到像一个信徒，
who is strong,
非常强壮，
who's solid,
是非常的坚固，
who's not going to move,
他不会随风摇摆，
he's there,
他站在那不动，
he's got his roots dug deep,
他的根深深地扎下去了，
into Christ and into Christ's word,
扎在基督里和基督所成就的救赎之功上。
This is an idea of spiritual strength,
这是一个属灵能力的一个表征。
But there's also here the idea of life.
这里也讲到是有一个生命的概念。
Not just strength,
不仅是能力，
but life,
还有生命。
Spiritual life,
属灵的生命。
He's not a tree planted firmly in the desert.
他不是一棵树在旷野里不。
But he is a tree planted firmly right beside the water.
他乃是一棵树栽在溪水旁边。深深扎根。
His roots go down into Christ.
他的根扎进基督里。
Down into Christ's word.
深深地扎在基督的成就的工作上。
And he's filled with the Holy Spirit. He's filled with spiritual life.
充满了属灵的生命。
And out of that, what happens?
从此发生什么事呢？
He yields fruit.
他就结果子啦。
He bears fruit.
他就结果了。
In his character, he grows.
他的品格就长进了。
Although it may be slow,
也许是慢慢长进。
He's growing.
但是他正在成长。
And in his ministry,
在他的服事当中呢，
there's life.
就有生命。
There's growth.
就有成长。
There's life.
就实在的生命。
You know,
你知道吗？
One of the reasons why churches are so filled with activities,
教会啊，之所以充满各样的活动的其中一个原因是
，and programs
这样的节目那样的
，and gimmicks
还有各样的方法
，and entertainment
那个娱乐啊
，is because there's no spiritual life.
为什么？因为缺乏属灵的生命。
The pastors are not studying hours a day the Word of God.
牧者不是成天昼夜思想神的话语。
They are not in prayer.
他们也不在祷告中。
And the leaders around them are not.
而且他们四周围的教会领袖也都是在。
And so there's no spiritual life.
所以就没有属灵的生命。
And so they have to create a circus atmosphere.
所以他们必须制造一个马戏场的一个气氛。
So that things will happen.
好叫有些事情会发生。
That's not the man of God.
但是他们不是属神的人。
He bears fruit.
一个属神的人，他要按手结果子。
Not because he's running around like a businessman.
不是因为他像一个做生意的人东奔西跑步。
Not because he's in committee meetings all the time.
也不是他成天开这个会开那个会。
But because he's dug his roots deeply in the Word of God and prayer.
乃是因为他在神的话语中借着祷告和读经深深的扎根了。
He yields fruit in its season.
它就按时候结果子。
And its leaf does not wither.
它的叶子也不枯干。
It's eternal fruit.
这是永恒的果效。
It's enduring fruit.
这是会存到永远的果子。
Then it says, and in whatever he does, he prospers.
继续说，凡他所做的，尽都顺利。
Because it doesn't matter what you're doing.
因为你所做的是什么不重要。
Those who know the word of God will do well.
乃是那真正认识神话语的人会做的一切都会顺利。
Whether it's a pastor,
不管他是牧者,
or an evangelist,
或是一个传福音的人,
or a rocket scientist,
或是一个科学家,
or a dentist,
或者一个牙医,
or a mathematician,
或者一个数学家,
those who meditate upon the word of God will prosper.
那些昼夜思想神话语的人一定会顺利的。
Now again, what do I mean by prosper?
好，我说这个顺利是什么意思呢？
They will be useful to God.
就是他们会在神的手中合用，有用处。
And they will be a blessing to others.
他们也会成为别人的祝福。
I hear TV preachers quoting this all the time.
我听到一些电视上传道人总是引用这段经文。
I hear all those prosperity preachers quoting this all the time.
我听那些传讲成功神学人整天引用这些经文。
Yielding fruit, they say.
他们说结果子。
Prospering,
顺利, 京都顺利,
coming wealthy,
你就会, 健康, 你就会, 发财,
big cars,
你就买新车子。
Let me share with you something.
让我跟你讲些事啊。
This is talking about a tree.
这里讲的是一棵树,
that's bearing fruit.
树在结果子。
Let me ask you a question.
让我请问啊。
Have you ever seen a tree eat its own fruit?
你有没有看到一棵树吃它自己的果子，自食其果的？
Why does a tree bear fruit?
为什么一棵树会结果子?
He bears it for others to eat.
他结果子给别人吃的吗?
Not himself.
不是自食的吗?
Do you see that?
看到没有?
What does it mean to bear fruit?
结果子什么意思?
It means we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and people are saved from hell.
意思说我们传讲耶稣基督福音，这些要下地狱人就会得救。
It means we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and teach His word.
意思说我们传讲基督的福音，而且教导他的话语。
And families are reconciled.
所以家庭就会和睦了，和好。
It means we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and the Father doesn't come home drunk anymore.
结果就是我们传讲基督福音，所以这些本来醉酒的爸爸不再回家醉醺醺的。It
means we preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and people start orphanages for poor children.
结果就是我们传讲基督福音，结果人就开始孤儿院，帮助那些贫穷的儿童。
To bear fruit,
结果子,
is to be a useful servant of God.
就是成为神有用的仆人，结果子。
And when we die,
当我们死的时候,
there are thousands and thousands of people who have been saved because we lived.
因为我们活在世上的时候，这些成千上万的人都会活过来。
One solitary life.
一个人的生命。
Dedicated to Christ.
完全奉献给基督。
Dedicated to His Word.
奉献投身于他的工作中。
Dedicated to prayer.
完全专注于祷告里。
Can result in the healing of nations.
可以带来列国的医治。
So when I talk about prosperity,
所以当我讲论成功的时候，这是我所讲论的。
The salvation of God revealed to man
是神的救恩向人显明。
Don't you want to be this way?
难道你不想成为这样的人吗？
I want to be more like this.
我巴不得更像这样的人，成为这样的人。
Where does it begin?
从哪里开始?
Remember what I told you this afternoon.
记得我今天下午跟你讲的吗?
What is the best time to plant a tree?
种一棵树最好的时机是什么时候?
100 years ago.
100年前.
That was the best time to plant a tree.
那是最好的时机。
But if you didn't do it,
但如果你错过那个时机,
what's the best time to plant a tree?
那现在最好的时机什么时候?
Right now.
此时此刻。
Right now.
现在。
And see, this is another thing, church, that you need to listen to.
教会, 这是另外一件你需要听的事。
Why do we come together on Sundays?
为什么礼拜天要聚在一块?
It is to hear the word of God preached.
是要听神的话语传讲。
But we should also be encouraging one another.
而且我们要彼此鼓励，互相激励。
Not legalistically.
不是律法主义的激励。
Not critically.
不是, 挑毛病。
But encouraging one another.
那是互相鼓励。
How's your time in the word?
你读经读得怎么样啊?
What has God taught you this week?
神教你这个礼拜教你些什么功课啊？
Can you share with me anything about your prayer life?
你可不可以跟我分享你在祷告中学习怎么样啊？
Can you give me a testimony about what God's doing in your life?
你可不可以跟我做个见证，神在你生命中做了些什么事啊？
Do you ever do that?
你曾经做过这样的事吗？
You know what?
你知道吗？
When someone who is a believer and they're not walking with Christ,
当一个人是基督徒，他却不与神同行的话。
When someone walks up to them and asks them those kind of questions,
当有人到他面前问那些问题的话，
you know what they say?
你知道他们会说什么？
Fanatics,
走火入魔，宗教狂，
legalists,
律法主义，
nosy,
多管闲事。
What does scripture command?
但圣经命令我们要做什么？吩咐我们。
The word of God.
神的话。
To be a life that bears fruit.
你要有生命的话，你就会结果子。
Not a barren life.
不是不结果子的生命。
But a life that bears fruit.
乃是一个多结果子的生命。
We're going to close for this first session.
好，我们这第一堂课我们要休息。
And then we'll take it back up again in about 10 minutes.
好，十分钟之后我们再接再厉。
And the next sermon hopefully won't be quite so long.
下一堂课但愿没那么长。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。